Good morning, holy people.
Good morning.
It is a blessing to be in God's house. Do you have your book with you? Not any book, but the book. Make sure that wherever you go, take the book with you, because this may represent the best passport that you can ever have. Look what the text says on the screen. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 2. This is a good news translation. For you yourselves know very well, do you? That's the first question. See, Paul is making a statement. He says, for you yourselves know very well. The people that he was addressing knew very well. The people that I am addressing, I'm asking, do you know very well?
Yes.
Very well what? That the day of the Lord will come as a thief comes at night. Mean it comes in such a way that nobody will expect, except the remnant. If you have the book and you spend time with the book, you don't need to be surprised, because you know it will come. For 4,000 years, people sacrifice a lamb, a bull, waiting for the Lord to come. And when he came, those that were always talking about his coming were not ready. And when he said, I am the one, they reject him. What about us? We have in this book more than 2,500 promises that the Lord is coming again. The expression, the day of the Lord, is found in many places on the scripture. I had a list so long, I said, no, I have to cut this because we don't have the time to go over all of them. But we chose a few texts that we're going to share with you. The word we speak. Today's message, the day of the Lord. Whose day?
The Lord.
Whose day?
The Lord.
I was hoping one of you would say, the Lord and I. Because it's not only his, because he's not coming here for himself. He's coming here to pick you up.
Amen.
That's why he's coming. And the day is his. But it's also, it belongs to those that will be ready to receive him. Thousands upon thousands are waiting. Where? In a valley of indecision. Oh, it says decision. How many people are in the valley of indecision? They come to church sometimes when they can, when they don't have any other reason, they do something else. They read the Bible if they have the time. If they don't have the time, they don't read the Bible. We have a quarterly, that we pass out to give to the people. How many people are no longer even studying the quarterly regularly? By the way, if you want, I can send to you, as a courtesy of the Vista Church, a whole list of all 13 lessons to your cell phone. All you have to do is just click the link and it will open the Sabbath school lesson on your phone. If you are there somewhere waiting for somebody, you can spend some time. If you are anywhere that you have just the extra time, you just click and there the lesson will be open and you can read and can study. This day and age of technology, there's no excuse for us not to spend time with the Lord. Things are becoming so simpler to do good and as sadly to do evil as well. But use your time to make a decision. There, the day of the Lord will arrive very soon. I remember when I was a teenager, a few days ago, I heard a quartet that it was singing, Jesus is coming again. I was not a Seventh-day Adventist yet. I believe I was, but I did not know that I was. So I hear that song, and it was so touching. And then came the speaker. This is the voice of prophecy. And then after the talk, 15 minutes talk, and there was the quartet again. Jesus is coming again. This was a few days ago that I heard this for the first time. And the Lord is not here yet. It looks like a delay, doesn't it? For some of us that have been in this church for quite a while, he says, when, Lord, when are you coming? There are quite a few people in the first century that believed that the Lord was going to come in the first century. And they worked so hard. In just a few years, the gospel was preached everywhere in the world. Even the house of Caesar, there were believers. But then, after a while, we decided to take a break. Today, sadly, the remnant does not have the same fervent commitment to preach the gospel as we had before. What is going on? Why are we changing our attitude? Are we getting tired of waiting? Are we fading away from our beliefs? What is happening to us as a seven-day Adventist? And you know what an Adventist means, right? Or at least two.
Yes.
Do you know what a seven-day Adventist means? It doesn't mean for us to come to church on Sabbath, on the seventh day. It means that to be ready to live with Christ 7 days. Not the seventh day, but 7 days. We need to be aware that He's coming, and He's coming soon. What is the day of the Lord? You'll be amazed that you ask some denominations, some churches. They believe that this day is just a day that is coming as a judgment day. Have you heard that people talk about the Lord coming as the judgment day? Some people think that this is just a day the Lord will come to decide who is going to go to heaven. But there are others that says that's not. Because everybody already died, everybody's already or either in purgatory or in hell or in heaven. They are already allocated. So there will be no judgment because they already decided where they're going to be. What is the confusion? The Bible is very clear, and we'll see. Now, I put in the cover of your bulletin a newspaper, of course. There is no such a newspaper, okay? I just created this newspaper. Imagine the news, the last day. The Lord liberates His faithful remnant. We are going home. In one column it says, the end is here. The end of what? And then it says, the saints are going home. We, very soon, we are going home. The news is very clear. Jesus Christ says this, and this is one text that the first Christians, the first apostles took very hard. You know, they took very close to their heart. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all nations. What it means as a witness to all nations? It's not that God will say, see, I told you, you're not here because you chose not to be here. To witness, it says, God is a God of grace. He says, I'm going to extend my grace to every single human being so that everyone will have opportunity to make their choice. God is not in the business to condemn anyone.
Amen.
God is not in the business to condemn anyone.
Amen.
God is not in the business of destroying anyone.
Amen.
God is not in a business to barbecue anybody.
Amen.
The one who created the barbecue place and the one who set the barbecue everything else is the one who has been dealing with destruction from the beginning. The day that is coming is not a day that God is intent to make any harm to anyone. He is coming just to reward those that made a choice to live forever. He says, and then the end will come. End for those that have not decided. The beginning for those that have decided. This day, I'm looking forward because this day for me is the beginning of all things. But for those that do not choose God, is the end of everything. Jesus Christ says, don't let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. There is how many rooms?
Many.
I like this version. That's why I chose this. It says, there is more than enough room in my Father's home for everybody. Nobody's going to say, oh, I didn't make it because there was not enough room for me. Or I didn't make it because I didn't receive an invitation. Everyone who wants to come is welcome and will be received. It says, if this were not so, I would have told you because I'm not in the business to deceive anyone. The deceiver is somebody else. I'm not a deceiver. He says that I am going to prepare a place for you. He's going to do what? To prepare a place. And that is what is happening right now. He is preparing a place. Once that he has all the numbers, he is coming back to take us home. And then verse 3, the next verse, it says, when everything is ready, I will come and get whom? Me. I don't know about you, but he's coming to get me. Of course, and I hope my wife too. And my kids. And my church. And these lovely, beautiful people that are here. And those that are online too, okay, for you too. It says, I will come and get you so that you will always be with me where I am. That's all that he wants. I don't know how many of you, probably all of you here, love someone very dearly, right? That's part of being a human. When that person leaves for a while, and you're anxious, and you realize that a person says, I'm coming 5 days from now. Every day you're checking. Every day. And the person says, I'll arrive at 4 o'clock. Oh, I know that by 2 o'clock you're already there. Because you love that person so much, you're anxious to see that person coming back. It says, I like to be where you are. When everything is ready, when everything is ready, ready in heaven, but also have to be ready here. You need to be ready. So he will come to take us home. For many will come in my name, he warns us, saying, I am the Christ. And I will, that person will deceive many. Not if you're familiar with this book. If you spend time in the book, you won't be deceived. You won't be one of them. The Bible even says that Lucifer can appear as an angel of light. I have no doubt that he will personate. He will make an entrance like it is the second coming. He will. Be ready because he will. Doesn't the Bible says, if you hear that he is inside of your room, in your house, don't listen to it. How he can be inside of your house? Internet. Cable. Suddenly you hear this, you run inside to hear, have you heard Jesus is coming? Every eye shall see it. By the way, after we finish the message here, you will know for sure. You won't be able to be deceived if you know exactly what the Bible says, how his second coming will be. But I am not surprised, Paul said. Even Satan disguised himself as an angel of light. Yes, he knows. He knows how to deceive. Why? Because the Bible says he is the deceiver. Jesus said this about him. For he is a liar and is the father of it. He is the father of it. He is the father of lies. For it is my Father's will that all of us who see his Son and believe in him should have eternal life. I will raise them up at the last day. The grave will not contain us, will not hold us, and will not hold those loved ones that we miss so much that are now resting in the grave. They also will raise up. For I am the Lord, and I do not change. Meaning, he keeps all his promises. Can we say amen to that? I feel sorry for those people that are from other denominations, that every time they see a text in the Bible that doesn't fit what they believe, they say, oh, but the apostles decided different. They are always believing that somebody changed something. The Bible says clearly, Jesus, I do not change. God does not change. He is the same from the beginning and in the end. God changes not. In 1 Corinthians 15, I'd like to suggest something for you. Do you have a pen? A piece of paper? I'd like to give you a homework. Oh, I know the kids don't like this word, a homework. I'd like to give you a homework. And this whole homework is for you to do on the Sabbath afternoon. Okay? Right? On a piece of paper, Matthew chapter 24. Right? Number one, Matthew 24. Right? Also, 1 Corinthians 15. Just the chapters. Right? Also, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. John 14. That's enough for now. What are you going to do with those? Only one at a time. One chapter at a time. Every month. Once a month. See, I'm a very good teacher. I'm not giving you a lot of homework. Just an easy homework. Once a month, choose a Sabbath. Maybe the first Sabbath of the month will be the best way. Read one of those chapters. And you'll be amazed how your connection with the second coming of Christ will be. Each one of them have a reference about the second coming of Christ. And there are many more. I'm just giving you just the idea, the concept for you to apply. Call your family. Sit down on the Sabbath after you have don't eat too much, because if you eat too much, then you won't be able even to read anything. But be after, when you all relax everything, sit down as a family and read. Ask one child to read two verses. You read another two verses. Read this slowly and think about. And then you'll be amazed that you'll become really a Seventh-day Adventist. Because in your mind will be that anxiety, that desire to see the Lord coming very quickly, very soon. In 1 Corinthians 15, we're just going to read 51 to 58. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep. And I like this verse because it says, sleep. Because everybody in the grave are sleeping. They all are sleeping. The good and the bad. I probably never heard any pastor say this. Usually we say the good are sleeping, the bad are dead. No, no. They all sleep. Everybody in the grave are sleeping. The difference is that somebody, when they wake up, there will be a great angel of light welcome them, and they will be transformed. The other ones, they will wake up 1,000 years later for a very, very warm party, a barbecue party, a terrible one, the end of all things. And today we're not going to address too much about that. It says, in a moment, in the, just a blink of an eye, I'm going to get my hair back. All the wrinkles are going to disappear. If you are too short, don't worry. It is going to come. If you are, it's going to come. Perfection. A day when perfection will be given to you as a reward for you accepting the gift of eternal life. Just like that. When you go to Genesis chapter 1, we talk in chapter 2, we talk about creation. It says the word spoke, everything came to existence. The same thing again, a new beginning, a new creation. The Lord will speak, and every one of us will come perfect. And will be so perfect that when the angel appears, we'll be able to see our guardian angel for the first time. Oh, pleased to meet you. Immediately we'll be reflecting his glory. We'll become like a light. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be rise incorruptible, meaning no more bugs in us, no bacteria that will kill us, no more pain. Perfect. And we shall be changed. And it continues by saying, for this corruptible must put on incorruption. And this that is now mortal will then will receive immortality, which will be always conditional because obedience is a fact that we have to be forever obedient. So when this corruptible has put on incorruption and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass. What? The saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Death will be done. Not for everybody, for us. Because there will be 1,000 years later, death again. It says, you know very well, the day of the Lord is going to come like a thief in the night. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 2. It says, but the day of the Lord will come as unexpectedly as a thief. That's Peter saying writing this. Then it says, the heavens will pass away with a terrible noise. Let me call your attention to one thing in this text. Peter here is talking about both events in one single saying. He's talking about the return of Christ, but also the return of the New Jerusalem 1,000 years later. That's what it says. Then the heavens will pass away with a terrible noise, and the very elements themselves will disappear in fire. And earth and everything on it will be found to deserve judgment. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a commanding shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet call of God. First, the believers who have died will rise from their graves. Let me briefly say this to you, brothers and sisters. Do you know how many angels will come the day that the Lord Jesus Christ comes? Anybody has a number, an idea? All the angels will come. Billions of billions. And I mentioned this to you here before. Here is the globe, the earth. All around. And every single inch there will be a face of an angel looking at the earth. And one angel, your angel, is going to say, excuse me. And he's coming through. And he's going to go there to pick you up. And then will be lifted up. The angels, they all have glory. They're all like light. They have light. So that's why the earth, there'll be not a single place dark at that day. There are even people that are in a 300 feet under the ground in the mines over there is going to be as bright as the noontime. Because all the lights, not only the light of the Lord himself, King of Kings, they'll be in the crown, but all the angels. Now you know the devil cannot imitate that. He can go in a corner and put some CNN cameras on him or some other, he can advertise in one, but he cannot do this. That's why if you know that, you know for sure when the Lord comes. Then together with them, we who are still alive and remain on earth will be caught up in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Yes, he will not touch this contaminated soil. He only going to come to this earth when he rebuilt a new earth, a pure one, that's 1,000 years later. Then we will be with the Lord for how long? By the way, anybody here knows what forever means? What does forever mean? Without end. The only thing that is going to end is death, pain, suffering, tears. All those things are going to be end, but we will not. So encourage each other with these words. This is what we should. I always like so much this text, especially when as a comfort for those that have lost or have been separated. I shouldn't say lost, has been separated from a loved one temporarily. Let us not give up the habit of meeting together. Let me translate this to you. Let's not stop going to come to church as some are doing. Let us not give up the habit of coming to church as some are doing. Instead, let us encourage one another all the more. Pick up your phone. Look who is not here. Call that person. Believe me, every human being likes that somebody cares about them. Take your phone. Make one phone call. You have a friend who says, would you come with me in church? To me, to church. I invited one person to come to church. I think he invited himself. And he became a pastor. And many thousands of people will be in heaven because that individual went to church on Sunday evening. Give a call to someone. Invite someone. He says, all the more since you see that the day of the Lord is coming near. The closer we are from Jesus Christ to come, the more we should be dedicated to come to church. It is important to be together. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are those that keep the commandments of God and have the faith of Jesus Christ. The remnant. Those that remain faithful. Look, Jesus Christ says, I am coming soon. Come, Lord Jesus. It's bringing my reward with me to repay all people according to their deeds. Yes, if you have a saving account that was opened by the Savior himself, he is coming to give you a check that will sustain you forever. Amen. It's time for you to have a saving account. Stand firm. Let this be our last advice to you, my brother and sister. Stand firm. Stand firm because he is coming. stand firm until he comes, because he has a good reward for you. At this time, I'd like to ask you, is there anyone here in our church today, this morning, this afternoon already, that has the desire to be baptized in your next baptism? We are preparing a baptism that is coming very soon. We're going to be deciding with the candidates what will be the best day of this month. We are planning to have this month the baptism. So we'd like to ask, is there anyone here who would like to be baptized in our next baptism? Would you please stand up? No one? Okay, are you going to be? They are looking at y'all and says, are we? Yes or no? Yes. Amen. Yes.
Amen.
We like to say to you that they have been studying for so long, and they are making plans to be baptized. Our next baptism is coming soon. So I would like to for you all to pray for these young people. Okay, pray for them. And believe me, this is going to be the best day of their lives. The best. A day that they will celebrate forever. Forever. And I mean forever, not only here, but forever. You may be seated. Thank you so much. Let me say this to you, brothers and sisters. We all look forward every year for a special day in our lives, right? Some of you is your anniversary. Some of you may be your birthday. Some kids says, oh, I'm looking for Christmas. That's what they want. I'd like to say to you, all that I want is to see that day very soon so we can all go home.
Amen.
God bless you. Let's stand in higher ground. Six 25, higher ground. Let's stand, please.